It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, results are in from yesterday's primaries for fall elections around the country. We check those out with our weekly congressional expert.
First, it's been a rough week for General Motors. Yesterday, the company announced the recall of nearly 2.5 million vehicles worldwide, and just today announced an additional recall of more than 200,000 other vehicles.
That brings GM's estimated recall total to more than 13 million cars this year in the United States. That breaks the previous annual record of 10.75 million cars in 2004. So where does General Motors go from here?
Here to give us an update on some of the latest recall news is Jesse Toprak, chief analyst at Cars.com. Jesse, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with today's news. We've got another 218,000 recalled cars. Tell us about the model affected and what the problem is.
Well, today's news are affecting the Chevrolet Cobalt, and this is actually going to go back to about 2004 models, and it's going to bring the total up to about over 3 million vehicles. What we're seeing right now is GM is really trying to get all these issues out of the way, it appears, and hope to start the next year with a clean slate after working on all these accumulated potential issues.
Yesterday, we also had the news that there were 2.4 million GM cars being recalled. And this is a lot in a couple of days. Can you give us a sense about what's happening at GM? Why are these recalls coming so fast on one another's heels?
Well, just to put the numbers in perspective, GM recalled over 13.6 million vehicles since February. And that number is about the five times the number that they've sold in the U.S. in the last 5 years. So it's certainly a staggering number. What's happening right now, I believe, is that certainly there have been a lot of quality control issues that's evident by the numbers. But what the company is trying to do is head issues head on, take responsibility, and basically tackle all the potential remaining problems as soon as possible so that they can move on from this, you know, a bit of a mess of the recall and move from the negative press that's created by the recalls. So this is a mad rush, so to speak, to tackle any potential issues that might come about so that you're going to see them being a lot more proactive. It's going to look pretty bad for this year, but the hope is that this will be mostly handled with a more clean slate for the manufacturer for the following years.
So you're basically saying that GM is trying to really mind its P's and Q's to run a tight ship and to get out ahead of whatever bad news could be coming down the pike because they can't really afford any more bad news.
No, because this is as bad as it gets in terms of the numbers. It's also costly, too. Actually, the cost of the recalls for them in the first quarter, they took $1.3 billion in loss, and they're expected to take another $400 million in loss, just the cost of repairs of the recalls in the second quarter. So there is the immediate cost of the actual repairs, and there is the long-term, perhaps more costly portion of the negativity created by the recalls. So there's certainly a year that GM will want to forget.
Now, GM had been a success story of sorts. It had come back from the brink of bankruptcy. What is this going to do to that narrative?
You know, it's interesting because we try to always look at what happens with the recalls and its impact on the marketplace. And so far, there has been very little sales impact of the actual recalls. In fact, GM sales are up about 7% this year, and the stock price has not been affected much at all. And I think the thinking is that, hey, if the company is now handling the issues, what matters for the consumers today and into the future is what the car's quality going to be from this point on, not what happened in the past. And that's how the stock market looks at it too, evidently. So I think, you know, the good news is that there has not been a big hit. And also a lot of the models that were affected, except for a few models, were older models, not the new models that they're selling, hence the limited impact on sales. So when you look at the overall improvement of GM, it's actually a much, much better company than it was just 5 years ago or 10 years ago. The product portfolio they have is the best they've ever had. It's unfortunate that they have to deal with these issues now, but this is not a set of problems that GM can't handle, and they're doing the right thing by being proactive at the moment.
And so if you're a consumer and you're looking to buy a GM vehicle right now, are you thinking, you know, this is in the past, these are older vehicles that are being affected, and basically, you know, GM has to be on top of it right now. Maybe their quality control is even better than other manufacturers. So if you're buying a car now, maybe it doesn't matter.
That's true. So there are two different groups of consumers when it comes to the impact of recalls. One is the loyal customers that are going to buy GMs and or customers that were inclined to buy GM brands, and that's exactly what we hear as a feedback, that they probably are better now than they were before. The only negative impact we've seen is for the group of consumers that are undecided. These are completely undecided consumers that have no brand loyalty. When they're looking at and researching cars online, which as most of us do now nowadays, they may simply take GM vehicles out of their consideration list based on the negative news. So that's the one negative aspect that they may that impact GM, but we haven't really seen that show up itself too dramatically in the sales numbers so far.
The whole thing has been pretty humiliating, it seems like, for GM until this point. CEO Mary Barra has been scolded publicly by Congress as well, and had to, you know, put on her best face and talk about how GM going forward would certainly improve its image and its quality controls. How is that going over at the executive level at GM?
Well, it's a tough proposition, a tough position for Barra to be in, because clearly she could not have possibly known every single defect. And there's, you know, hundreds of engineers, many suppliers. You know, an average car has got, you know, over 10,000 parts that comes from different places. Clearly someone needs to answer, and as you, when you're head of a company, that's kind of your role, like it or not. But it's also a bit unfair to put everything on her or the exec team now. These issues have been brewing over the last decade, and clearly there were mistakes made in the process over the years. I think, you know, the initial response from Barra perhaps has not been perfect in terms of owning up to the issues, but I believe the tone right now is right. It's about owning the issues, fixing the issues, and moving on with much better quality and just the cars that people want to buy.
And going forward from here, what does GM need to do to establish itself or reestablish itself as a solid car company?
Well, step one is to take care of the outstanding issues, handle all the outstanding recalls swiftly, take care of the customers when they come to dealerships, and just the relationship with the clients, with whoever shows up, has to be very positive. It's also interesting that having been at the dealership end a long time ago, these recalls can be good sales opportunities for dealerships, because when you go to a dealership, you might end up buying something else. You just never know. But going forward, it's all about really making the cars that people want to buy. It's that simple. When you do that, though, you also need to keep your eye on quality. Right now, the quality and safety of the vehicles can be detrimental to sales, as we've seen in the past. And it's a matter of combining the style value with safety and marketing it properly. It's a simple formula, but it's tough to pull off. Overall, though, I would say GM's prospects are positive. Their presence in the U.S. is strong. Their market share has grown a bit. They also have a lot to expect in terms of growth from markets like China in the next several years.
Great. Well, Jesse, thank you so much for catching us up and joining us today.
My pleasure.
That was Jesse Toprak, chief analyst at Cars.com. He joined us to talk about the latest GM recalls.